morning.
Good to be saved with the grace of God. Turn your Bibles, you would, to the book of Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon. Amen. You say, preacher, where in the world is Song of Solomon? It is in the Old Testament. It's right after Proverbs, right after Ecclesiastes. You'll find the Song of Solomon. Again, the Lord took my attention to this book. I preached this passage of scripture before. I don't know, may not be the same way or in the manner, but I began to think about the Song of Solomon. Began to think about this beautiful picture here of what we find in the Song of Solomon. Many of you may not know, but the Song of Solomon is sort of a strange book. Amen. You look at it, and a lot of you men say, well, that's just too mushy for me. But I'm going to tell you something. The Song of Solomon is a beautiful book. And if you'll look at it with the intent that I believe the Lord had it included, and I believe the Lord directed it for to be where it's at, the intent of it is that we see a beautiful picture. The story happened between Solomon and the Shulamite, whom he pursued and whom he later married. And it's a conversation between them, and also the daughters of Jerusalem are in that conversation also. But we see it's a beautiful picture, amen, of Christ and the church. Or you can look at it as Christ and you and I as believers too. You can even get right down very personal with it. And that's what I want to get down to today. That relationship, as I said before, whether you believe it or not, but we are in our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, with our Heavenly Father, it ought to be a love relationship. It ought to be a relationship where, hey man, and I know that He loves us. You'll find out in this scripture here, amen, the Song of Solomon picture in Christ. Amen. We find out in the scripture that any problem that a marriage or their relationship will not be, amen, with Solomon. It will not be with the Lord Jesus Christ. You always find it how when it happens to the Shulamite woman, or maybe a discrepancy or problem, or maybe something on her part, where you see the problem at. I'm glad it's the same way it is in our relationship with the Lord. If there's a relationship and that love relationship between us and the Lord, amen, it ain't God's fault. And it ain't the Lord's fault. Amen, I'm glad, thank God, the love of God is perfect. And the love of our Savior is perfect. I'm glad for that. Amen. Look with me, would, in the book of Song of Solomon, chapter number 5. Song of Solomon, chapter number 5. Amen. If you'd like to stand, please do so. The Bible said, I have come into my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I've eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I've drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, drink, yea, drink abundant, O beloved. Verse 2, I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, now, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. My head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. I put off my coat. How shall I put it on? I wash my feet. How shall I defile them? My beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with sweet-smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved. My beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul fell when he spake. I saw him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. The watchmen that went about the city found me. They smote me. They wounded me. The keepers of the walls took away my veil from me. I charge you old daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, that you tell him that I am sick of love. What is thy beloved more than another beloved, O thou fairest among women? What is thy beloved more than another beloved that thou dost so charge us? My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. His head is as the most fine gold. His heart, excuse me, are bushy and black as a raven. His eyes are the eyes of doves, by the rivers of waters washed with milk and fitly scent. His cheeks are the bed of spices and sweet flowers. His lips, like lilies, drop in sweet smelling myrrh. His hand to his gold ring set with a bloom. His belly is bright as bright ivory overlaid with sapphires. His legs are as pure as a marble, yet set upon sockets of fine gold. His countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. His mouth is most sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. Father, we thank you for the reading of thy word. God, help us to preach this morning under your anointing power, under your anointing presence. God, this beautiful love story, God, that we see here in this precious book, God, help us to relate, God, this story to our life. God, help us, Lord, to apply it, God, to our everyday relationship and our everyday walk with thee, realizing the love that you have for us and the love that we need to have for thee. God, touch now. You do what needs to be done to change hearts, change lives in the way that only you can. God, this we ask in thy name. Amen and amen. Amen. I want to look at this story here, maybe use the title if I could. Amen. An old-fashioned love story. An old-fashioned love story. Amen. I know we got a lot of women here in this church, probably. I don't, maybe not a lot of you. Amen. Some of them do. I like to read the love story. My mom, she's not here. So don't get, maybe she won't get mad if I use an example. But she loves, enjoys sometimes reading those romance novels. Amen. From Harlequin. And boy, she'll buy them up by the dozen and read them things. And she enjoys reading them. Hey, man, can I tell you today, I ain't going to ask you to raise your hand, man. I guarantee you probably read one or two yourself, amen. But I'm going to tell you something. We think a lot of times that, hey, man, that's too mushy, but I'm going to look today. Hey, man, old-fashioned love story. I'm glad, thank God, there's nothing like a good old-fashioned love story. Hey, man, when you see folks showing their love without regard, showing their love, amen, without shame. Here we see it in this passage of scripture here. How we see this Solomon talking to the Shulamite woman. How we find out in verse 1 and 2, how she makes her belief in chapter 2, verse number 16, she says this, my beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies. She shows her devotion, her love to Solomon. Oh, can I tell you today, we see the picture that I said before, amen, of Jesus, amen, his love for the church, or Jesus and his love for you and I. I'm glad, thank God, we see that Solomon told us to listen, talking about the Shulamite woman, said, listen, you're more fairer than the horses, amen, of that army. No, back then in old days, horses were magnificent. They were fine creatures. They showed power and beauty. We see the Solomon was taking a Shulamite woman in comparison to those fine horses. The best that the king could offer. I'm glad, thank God, Brother Perry, that my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ looked down upon the church. Amen. That Paul of great pride. Amen. And he got to give up everything he had. Amen. To buy that pearl of great pride. I'm glad, thank God, he saw us. Amen. As the song said, he bought us and paid for it by his precious blood. I'm glad, thank God, we see the love that Jesus had for his church. Amen. You say, preacher, who is the church? Those that are blood bought. Those that have been saved by the blood of Jesus. Those of you and I that are here today that's been saved by the wonderful power, grace of salvation, we are part of that church. I'm glad, thank God, that's the love, Brother Mike, that he had for me. But we see here in chapter 5, we see the Bible said, in verse number 1, we see the groom talking. If you look back, in chapter number 4, you'll find out that they had already been betrothed. No, they'd been married already. But we see, hey man, we don't know how long a time it was between chapter 4 and chapter 5. But we see this. He said, I am come into my garden. My sister, my spouse,
I'm gathering my myrrh with my spies. I've eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I've drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, oh friend. Drink, ye drink abundantly. Oh, beloved, we see it's Solomon speaking here. And you know, we could say maybe the Lord speaking here to his bride. But we find out, the Bible said, amen, in verse number 2, we see the bride begin to talk. She said, I sleep, but my heart waketh. In other words, we see here, we find her position. We find out, amen, that she was there in the bed. Amen, maybe at that moment between sleep, amen, maybe not knowing in deep sleep, but Bible said, hey man, I sleep, but my heart waketh. We find out, the Bible said, in the voice of my beloved. In other words, hey man, Solomon came to the door while this Shulamite woman was sleeping. And then began to knock on the door. Hey man, she was at that moment. Hey man, she wasn't fully awake. Hey man, the Bible says she, amen, her heart, she was asleep, but her heart was awakened. Then she heard a voice. Amen. You say, who was it? Honey, it was. Amen. The voice of Solomon, her beloved. Can I tell you today, we find out, amen, many times in life, amen, when we first got saved by the grace of God, amen, you see a honeymoon. We see in this scripture maybe a honeymoon relationship. Amen, right there at the first part, an old-fashioned, oh, what a love. You find them together everywhere. Here we find a time when, amen, Solomon wasn't with a Shulamite. It was a time when they were apart from one another. Why that departure was, I don't know, but the Bible said that she was asleep, amen, behind closed doors, and by herself. The Bible said that, amen, Solomon came to the door and knocked. Amen, the Shulamite woman said, I heard. Let's look what the scripture said. The Bible said here, amen, she said in verse number 2, amen, is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, over to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled, for my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. Know what? He'd just come from the garden. He was wanting to go in, amen, spend a little time with his wife, and amen, sharing maybe some intimacy with his wife, and all that desire to go in there. But when he got there, amen, Brother Ed, he found that the door was locked. In other words, hey man, he had to, and then biblical day there was a hole there. They could reach their hand in. Bible said he reached his hand in, and she saw how, it was so evident that, hey man, that honey that we'd eaten, that myrrh that he had put on his hand, hey man, was left on the latch of the door. But something happened. Bible said, I heard. She to my woman said, I heard. She said, I heard my voice, the voice of my love was speaking. He began to speak in very intimate details. He said this, oh, he said, beloved, the doctor said, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove. Hey, man, his love speaking of his devotion. His dove speaking of the peace. And the undefiled speaking of her purity. For my head is filled with dew. My locks were the drops of night. But here's what she said. I put off my coat. How shall I put it on? Have washed them. Washed my feet. How shall I define them? No worse, she done laid down. Done washed her feet. She said, if I get up, if I answer the door, I'll have to put my roll back on, and I'll have to defile my feet because I've done washed them so I can go to bed. I've got to go through this and that, amen, to go to be in the presence with my love and my beloved. Now, Lord, there was some discrepancy. There was a problem there. Amen. She began to think of reasons why she shouldn't get up or didn't need to get up, but yet there was something in her heart that longed to get up. Amen. Well, she eventually did. Amen. To let her beloved in so she can spend time with him. Can I tell you today, that's where we are sometimes. Amen. The Lord began to knock on the heart of our door. Amen. We'll find some reason. We'll find some excuse not to answer him. We'll find some excuse when God began to deal with our heart about something. Well, it's too late tonight to go talk to so-and-so now. I'm not ready, and I'll have to, amen, wash my hair. Now I'll have to wash my feet. Hey, man, I've got to go. I'd give every excuse in the world not to just open the door and let Jesus, amen, come in and just spend some time with you. Yeah. Oh, but I want you to notice what he said. What she said. Oh, the Bible said that, amen, in verse, chapter number 5, verse number, excuse me, my beloved put his hand in the door, by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. In other words, amen, she heard the voice. Amen, and she didn't respond to it. Oh, but when she seen his hand, oh, it began to move. Something on the inside. Woo! It began to boil up something on the inside, Chris. It began to do something to her heart. Can I tell you today many times, when we see hear the voice of God, many times we have excuses. But when he reaches down his nail-scarred hand, when he reaches out that loving and nail-scarred hand, I'm glad it's something on the inside. Began to connect my heart. Began to touch my soul. I began to say, wait a minute. Amen. I can't do this. I want to spend time with him. I want to have that relationship with him he desires to have with me. You see, when she saw his hand, she realized something in her heart began to, amen, I believe conviction set in. Amen, begin to get a hold of her. Can I tell you today how we need, amen, to desire, how we need to allow the Holy Spirit, amen, be able to see those nail-scarred hands. See the love, amen, when he puts them through that door. Amen, that our heart might yearn. Amen, to plow through our excuses. Get rid of our excuses. Amen, just go open up that door. Amen, and fellowship with him. Spend time with him. Spend that intimacy time with him. Amen, the desire to spend with us. But something happened. Bible says that when she went to the door, hey man, to open it, he was gone. Oh, you're talking about breaking your heart. Oh, hey man, he didn't spend time long there. He just knocked and spoke to him and she didn't respond. Hey man, when he showed his hand who he was. Hey man, she didn't, at that moment, didn't get up at the right time, at that time. Amen. And then when she did get up, amen, I don't know how long it was, but when she finally got up and went to the door, he'd done gone. What happened, preacher? Honey, she began, amen, to get sorrowful. Why? Because she lost the opportunity, amen, to have that relationship or that time, amen, to have her love, that beloved come and spend time with her and fellowship with her. See, folks, that's what we are sometimes. Amen. The children of Israel, if you look over there in history of the children of Israel, many times the Lord himself wanted to show his love to the children of Israel. Oh, he'd cry out to them, show his mighty arm to them. Oh, but they wouldn't respond. When they wouldn't respond, the Lord would withdraw himself. Amen. He wouldn't leave them. He would withdraw that fellowship from them to the point. Amen. We had to bring judgment upon them. I don't believe this should have Simon left her. But he withdrew the call. She would not heed to his call. Oh, she knows what happened. The Bible said she realized where she had messed up. Can I tell you how many times? Maybe some of us here in this room today, maybe the Lord had been knocking on our heart's door. So let me spend some time with you. Maybe the Lord had pressed upon your heart to get that precious Bible down and let me just spend a little time with you. Oh, but yet, I'm too sleepy. I've got too much to do to take the Word of God and begin to spend time in it. Well, I've got to do it, and I've got to do that. Amen. Use the same excuses. The shoot of my woman. Amen. Did. Amen. Well, she wouldn't let Solomon in. How many times, and I've been there for church, how many times we finally come to our senses? Amen. We go, we want to spend time with him. He ain't there. Oh, you want to begin to cry out to him and you can't hear him.
Oh, you begin to seek his face and he ain't near. Hey, and begin to cry up on him. And you feel like, hey man, he's 1,000 miles away from you. Honey, that's the way a Shulamite woman was. Oh, when she Haman got to the door and realized he was gone, it broke her heart. Honey, it ought to break our hearts. It ought to scare us to death just like it did this Shulamite woman. When we get to that point, how we began to try to talk to, amen, our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How about we can't get an answer? It seems like he's not around. Amen, even though he is. Oh, but because, amen, we've not spent the time, we've not opened up to him in the way that he wanted to spend time with us. Amen, we drew that fellowship just for a little while. Sometimes we don't realize how good we've got it until it ain't there. Sometimes we don't realize how good our fellowship is with the Lord until, hey, we don't have it anymore. Oh, but can I tell you, the Bible says she began to call out to him. Oh, she began to say, where are you? Hey, and she didn't get an answer. Then she said this, the watchman that went about the city found me. In other words, she got so concerned, brother, apparently she had to throw a reserve out the window. I've got to find him. I've got to get to spend time with my beloved. I've got to find him. And if I've got to go out into the city, the Bible says she went out of the city and the watchman treated her, or defiled, treated her bad. Amen. And everything. Oh, but yet she was willing to face the danger of going into a wicked city, going out into that city. And her folks would, amen, treat her not with respect like her love, like her beloved did, but treat her in any old way. That sound familiar? Sound familiar, church? You see, nobody treats us like our Heavenly Father. Nobody loves us like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Can I tell you, look, the Bible says she went out to the city, cried out to the watchman. Amen, the Bible said to the watchman, hey man, that went about the city family, they smote me, they wounded me, and the keeper of the walls took away my veil from me. In other words, hey man, she wanted that relationship. She wanted to find her beloved. To the point, she endangered her life just to be able to get to her one. Honey, can I tell you today, when we get to that point in our spiritual life, hey, amen, when we're willing to throw reserve out the window, I don't care what I've got to do. Hey, amen, if I've got to get on my knees and cry, if I've got to go searching, whatever I've got to do, I've got to have that relationship. She said, I've got to have that relationship. I've got to spend time with him. I can't go another day without him. I can't go another hour without him. I can't go another minute without him. I want that relationship. I want to be in his presence. Can I tell you, oh, how us, how we need. Oh, when we get out of a relationship or get out of a fellowship with our Father, or with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it ought to break our hearts, carry us to death, to the point. Amen. We're willing to do whatever we got to do. Amen. To get back in his presence. Amen. To spend time with him. How to hear him. How to fellowship with him one more time. But unfortunately, we're living in a time the love that we have for our Savior is not the love that this Shulamite had for Solomon. You see, she still had a love. Even though she, hey man, didn't open the door, she still loved him with all her heart. Oh, even though she messed up. Oh, when she realized she messed up, hey man, it broke her heart. Honey, can I tell you today, if we're in our relationship with the Lord, hey, we're at that point, we can mess up and it not break our heart. Honey, something's wrong. Hey, man, we need to get back. No matter what it takes, and no matter how much we got to fight, no matter what we got to give up, we need to, hey, man, be willing to do what we got to do to get back to where we can love him the way that she loved Solomon. How we need to have a good old-fashioned love story when it comes to our relationship with God. How we need to throw our reserves, throw our pride out the window. Oh, can I tell you what? Hey, man, those men, Hey, and those watchmen, we'll find out those daughters of Jerusalem just found out how much that she loved her. Honey, I'll tell you what, the world ought to find out how much we love our Savior. They ought to find out how much you and the child of God love the one that died for you on the cross of Calvary. How they ought to be able to see in your life. How they ought to be able to see it. Amen. And how you value that relationship. How that you have that love relationship. How that you ought to have with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then she come up on the daughters of Jerusalem. Verse 8, I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, tell him that I'm sick of love. In other words, she said, tell him that I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him. Woo! Oh, can I tell you, we ought to have such a love for my life, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If folk can see, amen, our very action, our very word, our very place that we visit, I'll say, I love him, I love him, I love him, I love my Lord. Amen. Talk about an old-fashioned love story between us and the Lord Jesus Christ. But look what the daughter of Jerusalem answered to her. What is thy beloved more than another beloved? Oh, thou fairest among women. What is thy beloved more than another beloved that thou dost so charge us? I like that. In other words, they opened up the door, amen, to find out the depth of the love that she had for her beloved. Oh, here's what she said. He said, my beloved is white and ruddy. No, my beloved, he's pure. Oh, he's full of life. Bible said, she said that she's the chiefest among men. The chiefest among 10,000. In other words, she said, listen, you want me to tell you, Haman, what's good about him? Honey, he's pure. Oh, he's full of life. Oh, he's fun to be around. Hey, man, he's fun to be with. Hey, man, he's the chief. Ain't nobody like him. He is preeminent in everything that he does. Hey, man, there ain't nobody can come close. Hey, man, you ask me what I think about him. Hey, man, he's the most important thing to me. Hey, man, his life itself is. Hey, man, he's the preeminent one. Hey, man, he comes before everything. Began to show that love. Oh, amen, that magnificent love that she had for Solomon. Can I tell you today, we ought to realize, Brother Brian's been preaching, or preaching, whatever you want to call it, amen, in the book of Colossians about the preeminence of Christ. Amen, can I tell you, the Bible said over in the book of Colossians, he is the head of all things. By him all things consist. Amen, all things are made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Amen, he is before all things. That's what Scripture says. In other words, he is preeminent. Well, that's what this Shulamite woman, she said, hey, wait a minute. He's the chiefest among 10,000. There's nobody like him. But then I want you to look what she said. Y'all bear with me just a minute. Not only see the preeminence of the beloved, we see the picture, amen, the characteristics of the beloved. She said his head is as most fine gold. Amen, talking about the purity. His locks are bushy and black as raven. His eyes are the eyes of dove, talking about his peaceful manner. By the rivers of water washed with milk and fitly said. His cheeks are the bed of spices and sweet flowers. Amen. He speaks of his lips like lilies, driving sweet smelling myrrh. Speaking of the word that come from his mouth. Amen. How soothing and how precious and how sweet they are. I'm talking about my beloved. I'm talking about my Lord. Oh, the very words that come from the mouth of my Savior. Amen. Is this precious book that I hold in my hand. Oh, they're sweet. Oh, they're precious. Amen. When I need a comforting, amen, word, I look to the words of my Savior. When I need a soothing word in the midst of a hard day, I look to the voice of my sweet Savior. Amen. When I need, hey, it's the words of peace and comfort. I look to the words of the one that died for me, that loved me.
me enough, amen, to pay their sin debt. I love me with a love that I can't even begin to comprehend. Talk about my beloved. Talk about that old-fashioned love story. But let's go on. I'm about done. Y'all bear with me. His cheeks are as a bed of spices, as sweet flowers. His lips like lily dropping sweet smelling myrrh. His hands are as gold rings set with pearl. Amen. His legs, verse 12, 14. His hands are as gold rings set with pearl. His belly as bright ivory overlaid with sapphires. You'll find out the belly in the Word of God is a picture of emotion. Amen. The motion that he had, that love, that desire that he had for the Shulamite woman was beyond comprehension. Boy, I'm glad that the love and the desire that the Lord had for me and still has for me, I can't comprehend it. Oh, can I tell you today how we need to have that old-fashioned love story, and the love that a Shulamite woman had for Saul, and how we need to have that same kind of love for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. His legs were as pillars of marble, speaking of power, taking up on sockets of fine gold. His countenance, amen, as Lebanon, excellent as the cedar. Look at verse 16, I'm done. He said this. She said this, excuse me. His mouth is most sweet. Yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved. This is my friend. In other words, in that last verse, she began to speak of the perfection of her beloved. In other words, he's altogether lovely. There ain't nobody like him. Can I tell you, there ain't nobody like my Savior. My wife can't love me like my Lord does. My children can't love me in the same manner that my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did. Oh, they love me enough. Amen. And he laid down his life for me. No greater love hath any man than this. And he laid down his life for his friend. You hear what she says? She listen. This is my beloved. This is my friend. Talk about that old-fashioned love story.
Yep.
Talking about the love that he has for me. Oh, the love that I need to have for him. The love that we as children of God need to have for him. Oh, he means more to me than life. He means more to me than material possession. He means more to me. Amen. Than the blessed. He's altogether lovely. Amen. There's nobody else like him. You see, you look at me, you see imperfection. But you look at him, you see perfection. Hey man, you look at me, you see failures. Hey man, but you look at him. Thank God you see, hey man, the best of the best. I'm talking about that old-fashioned love story. Oh, the one that Solomon had for that Shulamite woman where there was no discrepancies on his part. But on her part, hey man, there were times when, hey man, she didn't take it serious to the point. But, oh, but it got attention when he wasn't there. Can I tell you today, what about today? Where do you and I stand in our relationship with the Lord? Does it break our heart when we can't get in touch with him? Does it break our heart when we begin to pray and seem like we just... Well, don't get me wrong. I know there's times in our life, and, hey man, that I don't know. It may not be nothing we've done, and it may even seem like the Lord may be 9 miles away from him, but yet he's right there with us. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never shake you, but I'll be with you always, even to the end. And I know there's times in our life, and hey man, we just got to fight through those moments. Hey man, when it seems like he ain't there, well, we know he is. Hey man, just trust in his promise, knowing that we may not understand it, but yet there are times. When it's because he's had to withdraw fellowship with us because of our disobedience. Because of our lack of listening and obeying to what he wants to do. You see, it's those times I get scared, Brother Perry. Those times, oh, and I realize that presence ain't what it needs to be. That fellowship, that relationship ain't what it needs to be. It scares me.
And I tell you, many times as husband and wife, many times in my life that I took for granted my precious wife back there. And amen, many times I've neglected to be the husband that I should have been. But there's something she does or says that really just breaks my heart. Boy, I ain't going to say breaks my heart. It brings me to the realization of where I've been neglecting her and that relationship that I ought to have with her. Maybe through something she does. It may be a good meal she cooks. It may be just maybe way she fixes it. It may be something small. But yeah, I began to think, wait a minute. I don't deserve this. But look how I've treated her. Look how I've not realized how precious she is. You see, folks, that's the same way in our relationship with God. Many times we take for granted our relationship with the Lord. Many times the Lord showed His grace to me, and I began to look back where I failed Him when I didn't answer the door. Hey, I didn't get up out of the bed. Hey, man, take heed. Oh, to that voice. Hey, man, His desire to get in. Hey, man, it's sup with me and me with Him. I neglected. Hey, man, to go to the door. Hey, man, when I realized He wasn't there, it broke my heart. It convicted me. I've got to get back there. I got to find Him. I can't go on like this. I can't live like this. I've got to have fellowship with my one I love. Talk about that old-fashioned love story. Oh, hey man, if we'll do our part, He's going to do His part. And even in the end, we're going to win. You say most good old-fashioned love stories end with a happy ending. Can I tell you today, if we'll learn to love Him in the same manner that He loves us, honey, can I tell you today, there'll be a happy ending, I promise you. Oh, there'll be a wonderful, gracious ending. What about it today? What's a love story like between you and the Lord? Hey, man, is it one-sided? He's going to love you. The question is, how much do we love Him? Do we love Him in the same manner that Shulamite woman loved Solomon? Do we love Him to the point where we realize that relationship ain't there, that fellowship ain't there? She said, I'll do whatever I got to do. If it's in danger myself, I'm going out among the watchmen, and they might did what they did to her. Oh, she still had to find Him. What happened? She found Him. She found Him. He found her. What about it? Can I tell you today, it's my desire. The message we preach tonight, it's not that you might go out that door in the same manner that you come in that door. But you might go out that door this morning with a greater love for the Savior. A greater urgency for your relationship with the Lord than you had before you come in. Oh, can I tell you today how He desired that relationship. Oh, how He desired to just love us. How He desires all the love, amen, that we can have toward Him for what He did for us. What about it? Father, touch Him on hearts, touch Him on life. Do what need to be done. Just ask in Thy name. We pray, amen and amen. As we come.